It's your girl, Christina. This is Overheard at Yoga. So let's crank up the heat and get down, dog. All right, welcome back to another episode of Overheard at Yoga. It's your girl, Christina. And today, I have a guest. Who is my guest?
Lindsay Bell.
We're back again. You're back again. What did we talk about last time you were here?
We talked about traveling and my yogi teaching and all my traveling with yoga and everything like that.
Oh, yeah. That was so fun. Have you done any traveling since that recording?
I don't think so. I think that was right when I got back from Guatemala.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did go to California. I was in California for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But I wasn't teaching yoga out there. But
you didn't do any yoga with your friends?
Oh, I did yoga with my friends, of course. I had like little private sessions and whatnot, but I didn't teach at any studios or anything.
Yeah.
But I still had a nice time.
Okay, cool.
It was gorgeous.
So what have you been up to today? You took a class.
I took Lydia's class. I got my ass kicked, and hopefully I'm allowed to swear on here because, sorry.
I don't fucking care.
Okay, good, because I was like... Shouldn't say that.
But someone's like, sometimes I listen to your podcast and the kids are in the car. And so then I have to watch out if you're going to swear. And I'm like, oh, shit. Sorry.
Story of my life.
So I don't have children. Okay, you don't have children. No, so I always forget about the whole like, don't cuss around don't kids kid. Rule.
Yep,
and I always like forget. So I'm sorry, parents.
Yeah, sorry. My bad. Not sorry, kind of though. But yeah, Lydia's class is awesome. She always is very tough, but I feel good after. I feel like my energy is like mellow and ready to be just spread out throughout the day.
Great.
I'm in a little bit of a trance right now, I'll be honest.
Trance?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to let you know.
You're like the yoga high.
Yeah.
I always say like sober up before you drive after yoga. Because it gets you that.
Oh my gosh. High. Yeah. There's been times, you know, that I think it's 9th Street where it's a stop sign and obviously you have to look both ways.
Yeah.
There's been times where I've just like completely missed it and just gone out like in front of a car because I'm just like super on that yoga high and I don't think to look sometimes.
Well, not even being on a yoga high. I feel like traffic this week has been awful. I feel like people don't know how to drive properly.
No.
So it's been super snowy and icy here in Boise, Idaho. And I texted my boyfriend this morning because I'm so frustrated. And I usually don't randomly text him a venting text. So this is kind of new for me. And I basically was like, this week has been terrible with all the drivers. I show up to work just angry because people will cut me off when we're driving on ice.
I know.
And they'll cut me off at a stoplight. And so I think I have this much space to stop. And suddenly it's cut in half.
Yep.
And if I didn't know how to drive on ice, I totally would have crashed into these people.
Exactly.
So I'm so frustrated. So then this morning, driving to the yoga studio, it's a 10-minute drive from my neighborhood to the neighborhood where the studio is at. And so this big ass truck gets right behind me and is riding my ass for 10 minutes the whole time from Broadway all the way to the little cute neighborhood I work in. And they even honk at me when I put on my blinker and slow down to take a turn on ice. And they're honking at me because apparently I'm going too slow. Mind you, I was going over the speed limit already.
Oh my God.
And if I would have just like tapped on my brakes, they would have crashed into me, but I was just not in the mood for that.
No, not today. So. It's frustrating. And there's a lot of new people from out of town and it's like they've never experienced the snow before.
That was like the first time this is so not me and so terrible of Idaho, but most people in America are like, those damn Californians.
Yeah.
I'm like, who's driving like an asshole? Why are they being so rude?
They just don't know how to drive in the snow. No offense to the Californians, but.
Is it them?
I think so.
No.
It must be like the, I don't know if Texas gets snow.
I think it's, I don't know if like these people are new drivers.
Or they have to be.
Or they're from like a bigger city, so they think they have to cut people off.
It's crazy. And the amount of accidents I've seen just from cutting people off and going too fast and blowing through stop signs.
I was on a 2-lane road. We're both going the same direction. And this big truck was on the right hand and I was on the left hand lane, right? Mm-hmm. And we're going through a light. And suddenly, they just swerve over into my lane and take the left, like to turn left down the left street. And I was like, first of all, you're in the right-hand lane, not the left-hand turning lane. I'm in the turning lane. And then you just cut me off and I almost died.
Oh, my. You know what freaks me out also? The big truck drivers. They are relentless. They will cut you off. I saw one flying like 75 miles down the freeway on an icy day. And I was like, excuse me, sir, I don't know what you're doing. But you need to slow down. It scares me.
I know.
They are ruthless. They don't care.
So it's hard because then I get to yoga and I'm like, hi, I'm your teacher. And I'm furious. And we're going to hold plank for 20 hours and you're going to do it
all
right.
Of you. Yeah.
You're going to do it right. Today I was getting grumpy teaching because everybody's down dogs looked awful.
Did they?
Well, two people looked awful and I was just like, bend your knees.
And they weren't listening.
Stop
were
doing
they?
Plank. Start doing down dog. And then I even did the adjustment and then I was just like, oh, you've got the tightest back in the universe.
Oh, rough. Jeez, that's crazy.
I said in my class one time, teachers get mad when you don't use the block after we've explicitly asked you to grab a block and use it.
Yep.
So please use it.
That's so funny. I am that girl that will not use a block sometimes. I need to, though.
But if your teacher's like, hey,
grab a block.
And then the point comes in class where they're like, now we're going to use our block.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then you don't do it. I'm like, why?
Yeah, that's true. I do it when I'm like thoroughly instructed. Like if it's just like, maybe grab a block for your triangle pose. I'm like, no.
There's the meme on the internet that says, when the teacher tells you to grab a block before class and then not once during class do they tell you when to use it.
That's funny. That was actually me the other day. I taught, I covered someone's class and I was like, okay, everybody grab a block. And I completely just spaced on using the block. And I was like, great. I got done with class and I was like, we didn't even use that.
I've done that before. I took a vinyasa class once where the teacher was having us do, it was a balancing class, where we're focusing on the feet and different balancing postures. And then she said, at the end of class, we were going to everyone choose your own personal balancing posture as your favorite. And then we're going to hold it for a certain length of time. So get something in your mind, get prepared, because we're going to do it at the end of class.
Right.
So we're all like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? And then the end of class comes and then the end of class ends. And she never had us do
nothing. You're all psyched. Like,
so
okay.
I was like, okay, I'm going to do bow. And this other lady's like, I was going to do tree. And we get there and she's like, and Shavasana. And we're like, what about our, what? She totally forgot. Even after class, she forgot when we were asking her. She's like, what do you mean?
That's why I can't like amp people up for something that's about to happen, because I will completely space it.
Yeah.
I'll completely get in a different zone.
Yeah. Well, I want to do a little Q&A with you.
Yay, for let's do it.
Most commonly asked questions in yoga. So I got this list of questions from, what is this? bundyyoga.com.au. And there is no name associated with it. It just says Carmen. I want to say it's just a yoga studio website or
Bundy Yoga, like Ted Bundy.
Yep. Exactly. It's Ted Bundy Yoga. Yoga for killers. Oh my gosh. That's so bad, you guys.
Oh my God.
And so, this one's funny. The name of the article is 11 Embarrassing Question Nobody Dare Asks
oh
Out Loud.
God.
Okay.
I'm nervous a little bit.
So the first one is, what happens if I pass gas in class? Will I pass gas in class? I cut off the question so I can't actually see what it is, but I can see the answer. So if your friend is asking you, Lindsay, about that type of thing, what would you say?
You know what's funny is a lot of people have this fear. Like I've been told, I'm scared to come to yoga because I'm scared I'm going to fart. And I'm like,
really?
Yeah, I've had like three people tell me this before, and it's usually my mom's friends that are like a little bit older. And honestly, you're bending a lot. Like maybe do some squats or some yogi squats before you come to class. Like if you think you're going to have a gassy day, like maybe try and squeeze
do
it out
yoga
before
you go to yoga.
Just
is that what you're saying?
Just a couple of like poses that'll just let everything flow. You know, like if you are feeling gassy, of course you're going to fart during class.
I think you want to go to yoga. It helps you de-bloat going to yoga.
Absolutely.
But I've never thought about a fear of doing that, although I have been in a couple situations where I was like, oh my gosh, hold it in.
Yeah, exactly. Like there was one, and I can't remember what it was, but I mean, there was one where I was like, okay, yeah, I could totally see like someone not being able to hold it back here.
If I'm the teacher and I hear it, it's so hard not to laugh. So I end up just turning the music up.
There you go.
Turning the fans on.
That's great. Just turn it all, open the windows. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
But what's great is like there's funny noises happening all the time. Yes. Like I remember when I had a rubber mat, my back, yep, the arch of it would always make this crazy.
It would suction, yes, and then you would sweat. So then, yes, it would sound like a fart. Wet fart.
And everyone, like nobody ever knew if it was a fart or just, you know, the funny noises. So
and you want to be like, it's the mat. Yeah. It's not me.
Exactly. And it already smells kind of bad in the hot room anyway. So honestly, I just say
blame
do
it on your yoga mat.
Yeah, full send. Who cares?
Their answer says yoga involves a lot of bending, twisting, and stretching, and farts will more often than not happen because it's difficult to hold them in such positions. It's totally natural. Just ignore it and don't make a big deal of it. A good tip is to watch the foods you eat a couple hours prior to class. Try to eat light and avoid gassy food like beans. So that's the answer.
No beans before class.
I think if that's something you're genuinely concerned about, that's a really good tip. Yeah. Okay, number two. What if I fall asleep in yoga?
I think that's a good sign. I think that's like we're doing the thing the right way. And that's what your body needs at the moment. Like I've always been told, don't be afraid of like just laying there. If you want to lay there for the entirety of class, then just lay there. That's what your body needs.
Like I get Shavasana, is meant to be more meditative.
Mm-hmm.
But I have had a Shavasana feel, I don't want to say it was ruined, but somebody was snoring the whole time.
Okay,
so yeah. I was like, dude, just stop.
That does ruin it. Yeah, you're right.
But I've fallen asleep in a yoga class and it was just wonderful.
Yeah, I've actually never fallen asleep. I've gotten in that like super, super meditative state, but I don't think I've ever fallen asleep.
A teacher was falling asleep teaching a yin class once.
Are you serious?
This woman she was so cute. She was like young and a new teacher, and she was just picking up all these classes when we had a studio in Meridian. And she told me that she was teaching yin, and it was at the end of the day, and she had them in pigeon, and she just totally fell asleep. And she suddenly wakes up, and she's had no idea how long.
Oh my gosh!
On the right side, she said no one said anything. She just went to the left side. I can't remember what she said when, like, where she was at with time or anything. But she totally nodded off in the middle of teaching.
That is wild. That's how you know it's a good yin class, I guess.
So they say the Shavasana, which is the corpse position, is a resting pose and not time for a nap. When you're tired, you might end up falling asleep. But as you continue practicing yoga, you'll realize that napping is different from relaxation. Try to stay awake and increase your awareness by being mindful of what's going on in your body, how you feel, and the thoughts that cross your mind.
That's good.
Yeah. Number three, what if I fall over?
Then you just try again. It's fine.
You think it's fine?
Yeah, if you fall over, I feel like it's so bound to happen. I fall over all the time.
People fall over all the time.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. People really like
they'll even be like so dramatic when they fall.
I know. It's always the ones with the most slippery mats too, and there's like a little puddle splash at the end.
Oh yeah. There's a guy I brought to yoga, and he was a friend visiting from out of town, and so we're all like, let's go to yoga. And he just yelled shit, like so loud and like body slammed, and everybody laughed. It kind of cut the tension in the room.
Absolutely.
And it made it feel lighthearted.
You just have to giggle it off. Anytime, yeah, I fall out of a pose or I slip or there's ones where you're close to like face planting, I always laugh. I think it's freaking hilarious.
I think it's bad when you fall and then no one sees it and no one acknowledges it because you're like, who saw? Somebody saw it. Like, please, someone feel for me. Usually it's when I'm walking by a student and then I throw off their balance,
yeah,
and then they look at me and I look at them and just like, give them like
sorry,
a smile, smile and a little wink. And that's what Carmen, who wrote this article, says. She's like, some poses can be harder to perform, especially when you're at the beginning of your yoga journey. There's always a chance of falling, but there's nothing to worry about. When it happens and you're not injured, laugh about it and simply pick up where you left off. No one is going to judge you. As teachers, we always do our best to reduce the risk of injury and guide you through all the different poses and variations. It's important that you listen to your body, though, and don't overstretch or push yourself too hard.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. Don't push yourself too hard because you do not want to get injured.
No. Yeah. And a lot of people feel like they need to like force themselves into a pose.
Mm-hmm.
And it almost, it makes me like, oh, like take it easy. I don't know.
Especially when you can hear it across the room.
Oh yeah.
Someone was coming to class and she had her mat all set up and then she quickly like moved her mat to the other side of the room. She's like, I didn't want to be behind the grunter.
I was like,
oh God.
Oh God. They do just try so hard.
They try so hard.
And I feel for them.
And they hold their breath.
Yep.
And so then when they like get hard, you just hear them
just sighing it
like,
out
and gasping and grunting. And you're like, come on, just like
breathe.
Yeah, literally, like you're literally coming here to have us tell you to breathe. So just breathe.
Be gentle.
So number four, what about going to the bathroom? What
like during class?
Like what about it?
What about it?
So I guess they're asking like, what if I have to go to the bathroom
during class?
Yeah.
I always go to the bathroom in the middle of the class. You can't control when you have to pee.
I feel like this is like, well, what if you're at work and you have to go to the bathroom? Like, what if you're at the mall and you have to go to the bathroom? What, just in general, what if you have to go to the bathroom? You find a restroom and you go to the bathroom.
Find a restroom and you go to the bathroom.
But I guess some people feel anxiety and they feel like they're trapped in that room and they can't leave.
That's true. And I guess, like, if you're newer to the practice and you're on one side of the studio and you have to walk across all the people.
That can be intimidating.
Like, today I went to the bathroom, during Lydia's class, like stepped outside. And when I came back in, everyone was turned and faced towards the door. And as soon as I walked in, like I can see how that can be intimidating. All eyes on you as soon as you're like walking in. So it can be intimidating, but I think you just do it. And because it's going to feel a lot better.
As a yoga teacher who takes classes at the studio, if I have to go to the bathroom in the middle of a class and like get up and leave, I don't want the teacher to be like, why is she leaving my class? Is this like a manager thing? Is this a yoga teacher thing? No. And then like I feel all guilty and awkward. So I'll be like, I have to go to the bathroom.
I
make it extra weird and awkward. And they're like, they literally don't care. They're like, okay, like go to the bathroom. You're a grown up. You don't have to, you don't have to tell the teacher.
Isn't that funny? Oh my gosh.
This article just says, just do it quietly, respecting your fellow yogis. You are allowed to go to the bathroom whenever you need.
Yes.
Great.
Absolutely.
Okay, number five, is sweating too much normal?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I feel like I sweat so much. And it's only gotten worse with my, not worse, but I've only gotten more sweatier the more I practice. It's like my body is immune.
How do you know you're getting more sweatier?
I just feel like when I first started, like it was hot and I'd almost get like an internal, like overwhelmed and overheated.
Mm-hmm.
But now my body just knows how to like flush it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so used to sweating that I can just tell like as soon as I step foot in that room, I start to sweat because my body's so used to the room and like it knows what's about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I've just noticed myself sweating more, detoxing more over the years.
Sometimes when people are new to hot yoga and they're not used to sweating, it's this new phenomenon for their body, or their body is struggling to regulate the temperature and cool them down. So folks will tell me, I'm new to hot yoga. I took a class and then after class, I took a shower, got dressed, went back to work, and I was continuing to profusely sweat. And so now I'm nervous to come to class because I don't want to sweat for 3 hours after class. And usually this is just when you're new to hot yoga and your body is acclimating. So you'll want to, I think you just have to continue to come until your body gets used to sweating.
I feel so. Like I love the sweating though. And so I feel like it's good to sweat and you should never be ashamed of like sweating too much because it is your body just detoxing all the bad things out, you know?
Yeah. So I think if your body is sweating, it's because it needs to sweat.
It needs to sweat. Yeah.
So I would say drink lots of water. Mm-hmm. And then once you start to create a routine, your body won't keep doing that.
Exactly.
It's probably like your first month is going to keep doing that. So I wouldn't say let it hinder you doing yoga. Mm-mm. They say yoga is an exercise, so expect to sweat. When you sweat, don't be embarrassed about it. It's good for you and helps to flush out all the toxins in your body. The fact that you're sweating is also a sign that you're working out properly and strengthening your body in the process, so keep going. There are some people who don't sweat. It
freaks me out.
Yeah?
I will be like dripping. Yeah. I'll look over and this girl just doesn't have a beam of sweat. Her hair is still perfect and mm-hmm. not wet at all. And I'm like, how? Are they okay? Are they?
Well, there was this woman who used to come and she said that she has a medical condition where she doesn't sweat. So wow. she has to be really careful that not to overheat
yeah.
and to find ways to get that detoxification process through other ways because she can't actually sweat. I want to say she had to take some sort of medication, but I'm not sure what the exact issue was. If you're listening to this and you know what I'm talking about with the sweating thing, please let me know what advice I can tell other teachers yes. and yoga students who are concerned about not being able to sweat and doing a yoga exercise.
Yeah, because I've always wondered, do people just overheat? Like, how do you cool down?
I don't know.
I've always wondered. And I've had a friend tell me, well, I can't do hot yoga because I don't sweat.
Yeah.
And they said, I'll just pass out.
Oh my gosh.
And so I'm like,
Do they just have like a cold rag and damp?
I don't know. They said they tried hot yoga once and they hated it because they couldn't sweat. And it was just like immediate initial just heat in the body and they couldn't
get it out. That's so dangerous.
Yeah. So I don't know. It kind of, like I said, it freaks me out. It kind of scares me.
People do the research for me and send me your answers of how we can work with this. Number six, I don't know the chanting words. What should I do? Oh my gosh. Just say something and let yourself feel weird.
Yeah.
It's so weird when people are like, I did the sweat lodge in Mexico.
Yeah.
And the guy didn't speak English who was guiding us, and he had an assistant who did speak English. So she would say, you're not going to know the words.
Right.
Just jump in and chant along with us.
Yep.
And I felt like I was in one of those weird religious Christian places where they do speaking in tongues. And it's no offense to all you lovely Christian people out there, but it's just ridiculous. Like, you're not speaking in tongues. You're just making shit up.
Yep.
And it feels so weird.
It does feel weird. It does feel so weird. I had the same experience in Guatemala. We do the Temazcal and all these like spiritual Guatemalan Mayan songs. And I had no idea what they were saying.
They're like, just sing along.
Yeah. And I would, but then I'm like, you know, am I calling in something bad here? Like, am I changing the, like, I don't know what's going to go on here.
Well, now you're just overthinking it.
I know. Story of my life, really. but it freaked me out. I don't know. It does freak me out. But yeah, you just usually end up going with it. When Lydia even does her chanting, occasionally, there's a few mantras that we go through. Sometimes I get lost. Or Kachi.
Yeah.
She used to do them. And you just sing along. Just find the tune.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I like to think of.
I went to a sadhana. I'm a very bad yogi. If you're listening and you were thinking that I'm a good yogi, please don't hate me.
You're a great yogi.
I'm a terrible yogi. I don't teach the philosophy or the Sanskrit portion of our training either, so this isn't that kind of podcast, sorry. But I went to my friend's Kundalini sadhana,
mm-hmm.
and they passed out a little booklet that had the Sanskrit and then how to pronounce the Sanskrit and then the English translation. But it went so quickly.
Couldn't keep up.
And I'm just like saying all these words and then I try to read what I was saying. Anyway, they let me keep the little booklet so then I could read later, like, what is everything I was saying, which was beautiful. So that was really nice.
Yeah.
So, let's see what they say. They say, you are not obligated to chime in during class. Neither do you need to remember the Sanskrit names of all the different poses. Unless, of course, you're planning on attending a yoga teacher training. When you don't know the words, just listen to the rest of the class and join in or leave it. It's completely up to you and there's absolutely no judgment. Once you start attending classes more often, you'll get to know the different yoga poses. And before you know it, remember their names too.
Mm.
I think that's great. Don't take it too seriously. Mm-hmm. Don't, like, if someone makes you feel like you have to chant, don't go to their class.
Yeah, don't do that.
It's all optional, and exactly. Everyone's going to have a different experience, and some people will have a very spiritual experience with chanting. Some people will have just like a meditative experience, and some people will feel awkward and weird like I do.
Yep.
And that's fine.
It
just
is fine.
Try something new.
Exactly.
We're running out of time, so we're gonna blow through these next few.
Blow through.
What if I'm not flexible enough?
You will get there. Just keep coming. Practice makes not perfect, but.
Yeah, it says there's nothing to be embarrassed about if you can't reach your toes. Flexibility is something you gain over time, and that's exactly the purpose of doing yoga. Not to show how I'm speaking in tongues now, we're chanting. Not to show how flexible you are, but to gradually increase your flexibility, plus all the other benefits that come with practicing regularly. Yeah, yoga's not to show off. Mm-mm. It's just to help you stretch.
Exactly.
Oh, I like this one. What about my stinky feet?
Honestly, I have never noticed that on somebody ever.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe I do have a sensitive schnoz, but I've never noticed someone's smelly feet.
Oh, I have.
Have you?
Oh, it's rough.
So you give me your input on that one then, because I don't even know what to say to that.
This is tough. Luckily, our studio has showers. So people will show up, they'll take a shower, and then they'll go into class, and that's great.
Oh.
If they don't do that, I'll probably like let it slide the first couple times, and then when I realize it's a pattern, I'll be like, hey.
Wash your feet.
Just so you know, you can use the showers before class.
Do you tell people like, that with armpits too? Like smelly armpits?
Is that another question? Yeah, that's the next question.
Is it?
What about stinky armpits? Let's just see what they say. They say sweating is completely natural and can be a little smelly sometimes. Yoga's no different. And even though we like to embrace our natural being, your fellow yogis will probably appreciate you having a quick shower before class. Mm-hmm. And maybe using deodorant if you know you're going to sweat a lot. So in regards to the smelly feet thing, they say, are you afraid of removing your socks during a yoga class because they're a little smelly? Nobody likes having smelly feet in front of them when practicing yoga. So we're glad you thought about it. It's always better to practice yoga barefoot, as socks might make you slip on your mat, but you can simply wash your feet before you step into the studio or arrive a little early and quickly do it there before class begins. So somebody commented on this article, and their comment was interesting because they say they do construction. Mm. They're worried about their feet smelling when they go to yoga, but they have to go straight from work to the studio, and it's a 40-minute drive, and the studio doesn't have showers.
Damn. So, they have to have a sink, though, or something, right?
So I think that was what was throwing me off. I'm like, maybe keep some wipes
baby
in your
wipes.
Car.
I was just going to say, yeah.
Essential oils. Mm-hmm.
Those are great. That's what I do. The days I forget deodorant, I'll go and wash my armpits in the sink.
Uh-huh. They call that a military bath.
That's
just
literally
like,
what I do.
I've done that.
Mm-hmm. Essential oils just right on the pits, and we're good to go.
Just, yeah.
And I just cross my fingers and hope nobody notices.
Do a little sink bath. I love the foaming soap.
Yep.
Because then I won't even use water. I'll take the foam and then, like, wash my pits. You could do this on your feet, too.
Yep.
Otherwise, if you are smelly, eventually someone's going to tell you.
I hope so. I've always wondered. Like,
they will tell you.
People tell you.
Because if you don't have the wherewithal to know it, then people are going to be like, you need to. And I say this kindly because I used to have smelly armpits because I grew out my hair and I didn't believe in wearing deodorant, and a coworker of mine was like, good God, Christina, you need to wear deodorant, and had the conversation with me, and I was like, really? She's like, oh my God, yes.
Well, I don't wear deodorant ever. I don't. Well, I
it was also summertime, mind you.
Okay. Because I was like, I always wonder though, like, I feel like maybe I've either come immune or nobody's told me that I smell bad.
They'll tell you. Okay. They will tell you. Great. If this is something that you're concerned about.
I was a little concerned. Sometimes I am. Like days where I know where I'm like, okay, whoa.
Yeah, just check yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
why does the teacher have to adjust my yoga pose?
I mean, they don't have to. They're just trying to benefit you in the long run. So it's better on the body, you know?
There was a question in the comment section also where a woman talks about this. She said, I feel uncomfortable when the teacher adjusts my pose. Do you recommend I get a private session so I can get better and not have that happen as often? I just feel like people are judging me whenever I get adjusted.
Oh, interesting. Well, I feel like at our studio, we always ask before we touch people. And if they're not comfortable with being touched, usually don't touch them.
Well, I don't necessarily ask, but if it's somebody I know and I have rapport with and like my friends. So I have a friend who takes my classes regularly.
Yeah.
And so I feel comfortable touching her. Right. So I will give her like nice little adjustments where I'm like, oh, I know this is going to feel good. And just a little touch to say I'm here and I support you. But after class, she'll have a totally different experience. And she'll say, what am I doing wrong? Like, how come you keep adjusting me?
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, I'm not correcting you. I just, doesn't that feel nice? Yeah. She's like, oh, yeah. But she thought I was coming from a different angle, and I thought I was coming from another angle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I completely know what you're saying. So I guess just that communication afterwards is always important too.
Before and after.
Like, yep.
Get consent. If your teacher didn't get consent from you, like that's a whole other thing.
Yep. And you don't know that person, and it's just, yeah.
Yeah.
It's different.
Jodell, on an earlier episode, says her first yoga class, it was her first time doing yoga ever.
Wow.
She didn't know the instructor, and he gave her a very big adjustment.
And
it could have gone so south because he basically laid on top of her to put all his weight on her because she's so bendy, which those people get injured the most because people expect them to be flexible. So then they get pushed beyond. Let's see what they say. They say, as teachers, it's our job to ensure you do the poses properly so you can reap the full benefits, but also to avoid unnecessary injury. So pose adjustments during class are very common. When they happen, keep breathing and continue to focus on the pose. If you prefer not to be touched during class, that's totally fine. Just kindly let your teacher know before class. No judgment here. Mm. Yeah, it's not always to critique.
Mm-mm.
Sometimes it's just to help you feel it a little bit more.
Yeah, exactly.
Or if it is an alignment type of adjustment, we just want you to feel the posture better.
Exactly. I agree.
Okay. Second to last question. Do I have to breathe loudly if my neighbor is?
No, not at all. It always inspires me to breathe like a little like deeper. I wouldn't say more loud, but, you know, just fuller breaths. I don't know. How do you feel about that one?
Do I have to breathe loudly? Yes, you do.
You do.
Like you have to breathe. You have to focus on your breath. But sometimes when people are breathing loudly, it annoys me. So then I'm like, we get it. You're breathing.
When I was in California living out there, I went to the studio and it was awesome. But they encouraged like noises during the yoga class. Like they'd blow their lips together on the exhale. And I would all the time. And this lady would constantly do it. And it was like Shavasana. And I was like, I can't take this. Like I cannot relax with all these noises.
I don't think breath work should be done in Shavasana. That's relaxation time.
And it was just like, I get it once or twice, you know, but like throughout the duration of class, I'm like,
there's a class I took in New York. I love this studio, but they were very much like all about making the weird sounds. Oh, it was hilarious. I giggled the whole class. It was hilarious to me. Sigh it out. Everyone's just sighing
just
it out.
Just really like, letting it go.
It's like fucking New Yorkers, man. Let that shit out.
They need to.
Oh my gosh.
God, it's crazy.
It says your focus should not be the volume of your breathing, but on the actual act of breathing in and out. Don't worry so much about what others are doing. That's just a life lesson. Don't worry about what others are doing. Yep. Try to turn inward and focus on your own practice. This time is all about letting go and focusing on getting your breath, mind, and body in sync. I think that was the last question, actually. We did
it. It was good. We blew through those.
Yay. I don't know. Is there anything else you want to add before we close this off? Anything you've overheard at yoga that you want to share? I feel like we've overheard a lot and we just kind of spilled our beans just now.
Yeah, that's true. Nothing really. I love the quote that Megan always says where it's... Hold on to less, let go of more. Yeah.
Nice.
Anyways, that's all I've really overheard in these past few weeks. Nothing funny or silly, I wish. I love hearing funny things, but.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good quote. Okay. Did you like my response? Okay, cool. But anyway, I was listening to a podcast and that was literally what the host of the podcast said the whole time. Her guest would give this eloquent answer and they were having this in-depth interview. And right after the guest would finish, they would be like, okay, cool. So anyway.
So anyways, moving on from that.
I don't know. I really loved the quote Emma shared on that episode, like two episodes ago, where she said, get over yourself, like literally and figuratively get over yourself.
I love that.
And I feel like hold on to less, let go of more is in that realm.
In that realm. I love it. Mm-hmm. It's a good time for that.
Well, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, thank you.
Last
Christina.
Minute calling
love
you.
It. Totally up my alley.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, and I want to hear from you. Please send me your overheard at yoga stories. Tell me about your yoga journey, what you love about your home studio, or the funny thing you overheard at yoga. Find me on Instagram at overheardat.yoga to submit. There are so many different styles of yoga and opinions about yoga, but the one thing I've seen in all my travels to different studios is yoga brings a community together. Namaste!